I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Zimbabwe endures a difficult season. The El Nino phenomenon has led to below-average rainfalls across southern Africa since last fall. In April, Zimbabwe declared a state of disaster. Crops have failed. Some families dig holes in dry riverbeds for even a bucketful of dirty water. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach says they serve families taking care of orphaned kids.
There are times where we're going to need to supply these families with food that we hadn't planned on, as well as the pastors of the churches we work with. The people will come to their pastors with their needs, and so they're going to be swamped with requests for food.
Meeting physical needs opens the way to share Christ, but October is the hottest and driest month of the year. Would you partner with CWO's relief efforts ahead of time? Learn how at missionnews.org. Next, school is well underway in most places around the world, but the beginning of classes this week in Lebanon holds special significance. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy Lebanon explains.
We tried to finish the school year last year, but it was not really finished well. We had raids in camps. We could not bring the kids in. We finished the year abruptly.
As a result,
the beginning of this year is really like a big celebration for us because it's like, wow, now we can start again. At the same time, we're very aware that this might not stay the same.
Pray that students will begin a saving relationship with Jesus Christ through TM Lebanon School.
Everything we do is to bring the knowledge of Jesus to people. These seeds that we plant, we believe that God will bring to fruition one day.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help your kids spend time in God's Word every day of the year, with the goal of growing disciples of Christ. Get yours free when you click the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.